I'm hoping that your listeners can help us make our event even bigger than it was last year, and it was superb last year. So we're wanting to do a real shout out to say, if you're a serious runner and you want to do your personal best, come along and try our 5 mile run at the Lough Shore on Sunday morning with an 11 a.m. start. Or if you're a bit more like myself and you like to just have a little dander with your family and your dog, there's a 2 mile fun walk for those of us slightly less fit than the serious runners. And we're going to have a brilliant family fun day after that with face painters and our signing Santa. And we're delighted to have the sponsorship as well of Newton Abbey Borough Council to help us do that. So that's why I'm just on the phone with you this morning, Frank, because every penny we raise is going to help us continue to deliver much needed services to people who are deaf, have tinnitus or hearing loss. And there are up to 300,000 people in Northern Ireland with those needs. So very much hoping your listeners can help us this morning.
The tinnitus is a terrible curse, isn't it?
Yes, and I remember the last time I was speaking to you, we talked about that in some detail, and we have people turning up at our office here reporting really loud ringing or hissing or banging indeed in their ears, which is stopping them being able to go to sleep, being able to concentrate, hold down their jobs. And that's where we kick in and recommend that they seek the help and support that they need, both from our health and social care services here and, of course, from the services that we provide to help people really with a lifeline. I mean, what people would say would be that helped me stay sane, you know, which is a really, really important thing.
You mentioned the Signing Santa. I haven't seen many of them about, but I think there's going to be a Signing Santa on UTV Life this week. They're paying a visit to one of the great Santa outlets to highlight the good work of a Signing Santa. Is that a relatively new thing, Jackie?
Well, you know what? It's a very, very important thing because all children are so excited about Christmas, and rightly so. I also am very excited about Christmas. But when you visit Santa, it's very important that you can tell him what you need for Christmas, obviously, so that you're not forgotten. And if your first language isn't English, and if you communicate through sign language as a child, you need to be able to get your secret messages to Santa as well. So the fact that we have asked Santa to come on Sunday and be able to speak back to those children who do use sign language is really, really important. So we're very excited about that.
And the idea of people learning to sign, having more of an understanding of sign language, would you like to see more of the community who are blessed with their own hearing getting involved there?
I mean, we definitely would. We would ask people to do a range of things to become a little bit more deaf aware. And that's so that members of the public would say to me when I speak to them, Jackie, I just feel a little bit awkward around it. I don't want to make the person feel uncomfortable, so I don't know what to do. And we would say to people, surely go along and get involved in a local sign language class. Please do. That, I mean, that's the best thing that you can do. But for people who maybe don't have the time to do that, there are a range of other things that they can do to communicate with a deaf person. Because many people who are deaf perhaps can lip read, or you can use a pen and paper. Or at its most basic level, people can learn to fingerspell. So slowly but surely, they can communicate what they need to. And everyone has a positive communication experience.
Jackie, I hope you have a great run through to Christmas, and no doubt people will be interested in the actual run. Remind us again how they sign up for that.
So what we'd love people to do is go up and sign online, because our registration process is electronic. So they can go to www.actiononhearingloss.org.uk and click our Santa Run link. Or alternatively, for those listeners who are a bit like me and sometimes require a little bit of help and support to do that, give us a ring this morning and we can do all of that for you on 02890 239 619, and my colleagues here will be delighted to hear from you, get you signed up, come along with the family, with the children, with the dog. Everybody's welcome, and we would really look forward to your support and to seeing you on the day.
It's called a Santa Run, but you don't have to be dressed as Santa to take part in the run. Jackie, always
no,
good speaking
don't.
To you. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you,
girl.
Cheers,
bye.
Cheers. I know, I see one text saying, do you have to have a Santa suit? No, no, this is a serious run. And then, of course, there's the fun element with the walk as well. Just one of the many things that Santa's involving himself in on the countdown to Christmas. Feel free, give us a ring. Let us know what Santa might be doing down your neck of the woods. You know, the number 90-333-105, any time between now and Christmas, you can take part in the programme and give us the steer on the man in the big red suit.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.